Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, hybrid squirrels, the WWE, and Patty G's guitar mishap.
There's Ace Cosby.
G?
I'm sure we're going to get a full rundown of what he ate over the weekend because the pizza days are over. There's Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
It reminds me, I saw a half-white squirrel yesterday.
No.
Yeah. I thought it was a possum at first. And I looked. It was, I don't know if it was like some kind of albino squirrel or, and I couldn't get my camera out quick enough, my phone.
Let's call them albino squirrels now instead of half-white.
No, but I mean, it was.
Can we do that?
I don't know if it had started. I don't know if it had fallen into a can of paint.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was the weirdest looking thing.
What half was white?
Like the backside. At first of all, there's a possum.
I think you got a skunk's what you got there.
Well, no, but it was a squirrel. It wasn't like black. It was kind of that brown.
Huh.
I'm going to see if he or she comes back to the area.
But, was it really, really small?
No, it was huge.
Man. Yeah, it might have been a chipmunk if it was really small.
No, it wasn't
chipmunks
a chipmunk.
Chipmunks are getting bigger, actually.
Those red squirrels can have a lighter
back. I think there's something going on with the chipmunks. In our atmosphere, there's a chipmunk in my backyard. Tom, do you know when you put up a privacy fence, you go from a chain link to a privacy fence?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever is inside the privacy fence can no longer get out of your backyard. Yeah. I had to leave the gate open for a couple nights to let people out. And I think some other people got in while they were, you know what I'm trying
people.
To say? Animals.
Oh, okay.
Things, not people.
You said people twice.
I know. We're all people. We're all the same.
You said half white squirrel. Okay.
Yeah, that's not true.
It was a half white squirrel.
Anyway, there's a chipmunk that is the size of a house cat in my backyard. I'm absolutely
sure. If you have a house cat, you can get rid of that chipmunk very quickly.
Mm. That's true.
Do you think that you locked him in and so he was eating different foods than he was eating? Maybe the McGee compound. I'd imagine you got the best fertilizer around.
It's pretty good back
there. Can you put a little... A little mouse
a door
thing like they have in all the cartoons.
I always love that.
Oh, and the privacy fence, and then they could get out.
Yeah, little critters can get in and out.
I'll take a look at that.
Oh, you helped him by keeping the other big animals out, so he's like, now it's all for me. Thank you.
Another way to look at it.
He's probably confused.
There's a lot of stuff. I have a shed in the backyard.
I'm sorry, you do what?
I have
indoor plumbing.
I have a shed.
I don't have shed in the backyard.
What is it about shed? It always sounds bad.
Sunny day.
You can't say, take a shed.
Nice. You got that privacy. Every now and again, I'll have a nice private shed.
I had the choice. I could get indoor plumbing or put the privacy fence up so I can take a nice shed in the backyard. Have you ever seen a black squirrel?
I have.
This is on the heels of the half-white squirrel mention, by the way.
I have, yeah.
And the Hemingway writes about them in Our Time. Yeah, they're up there by Walloon Lake. And
how you doing? Torch, how you doing, Willie?
Torch Lake.
You all right?
Just talking about nerd stuff. Every damn morning we're talking about nerd stuff.
Aww. A lot of people are on spring break right now, so it's kind of fun. you go to Starbucks at 5 a.m. and there's nobody there. They're all on spring break.
Oh, yeah. Nice. This city where we are has emptied out. There's like half the people here that have normally.
It's,
So
on a show, that means the show, we can be extra loose today.
The big sports story over the weekend is the WWE, is that right? It was
WrestleMania.
Yeah. A two-night event now, Tom. A two-night attendance record. And guess who? They always have, how do they put this, Ace? Guest stars who come in.
Celebrities.
Snoop Dogg stepped up in an emergency during a weekend that saw WWE set a two-night attendance record for their signature event. Room of a possible sale of WWE to the UFC, and Roman Reigns remaining the undisputed champion.
No kidding.
He's been here, right? Hasn't Roman Reigns been in the studio? I thought he was that one time.
Not when I've been here, but I would have enjoyed that.
Roman Reigns.
What's the name of the guy with all the red hair? I thought that was Roman Reigns.
Sheamus?
No, that's Sheamus.
Is that Sheamus? Sheamus has been.
He lost last night. That's right.
Oh, really?
Snoop Dogg co-hosting a segment between matches at SoFi, and wrestler Mike the Miz Mizanin. He goaded Mizanin into an impromptu match with Shane McMahon. McMahon tore his quad, he said. He did a leapfrog maneuver while trying to avoid Mizanin. Snoop stepped in as a pinch wrestler and completed the match.
That is silly. They've been doing that since the beginning.
Did anyone here see Snoop Dogg in the wrestling match? No?
I did see a clip.
You did? Mm-hmm. Is it something else?
He knocked the Miz out.
No, that's so ridiculous.
Snoop Dogg.
Did he knock the shizzle out of him, if you will, to use the street term?
I'm not participating in this.
It's as though he read a certain article and went, to hell with that.
To hell with that problem.
Isn't it? I mean, isn't that essentially an alternate version of Pig Latin, more or less?
Yeah, it's Dog Latin.
I guess it is. It's right there, isn't it?
There you go. One of my other sons, that would be Sam.
Yeah, we all know.
Number one, sir.
He went to a viewing party for the event last night.
Oh, very nice.
We went out and had some dinner, and then Sam injured his arm, so he can't drive. And boys, he planned that up.
Well, no, I think that Pauline was going to drop him off at his friend's place so he could drink and not have to drive home. She likes to drop him off. He has a few pops watching the wrestling. Then she picks him up.
I think
it was
a four-hour event. Is that right, Ace?
I don't know how long it was.
It must have been. You watched it, Olsman?
I fell asleep after the Intercontinental Championship match. Ah. But, you know, there you go.
Okay.
What does that mean, intercontinental? Is that a thing?
Well, it was Scotland versus Ireland.
They can kind of make
Germany.
Up whatever they want. You know what I'm saying? It's all fake anyway.
Is Ireland a
I mean, we have the World Series, and the last time I checked, the World Series only involves teams from the United States.
Is Germany a continent? Anybody?
No.
Okay, never mind.
I don't know why they call it that.
Austria
that's
is a continent, though. Austria.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We have Miss Universe. Have you ever seen any contestants from outside the Earth?
That's not true.
Yet. Not yet.
See, it's,
maybe we have.
You can call the stuff whatever you want.
I think Pat's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we have.
Speaking of Godwin.
What?
Hey, Pat, you got to be pretty relieved that you don't have to write another pizza song.
Oh, yeah.
Because once again, Ace Cosby ate nothing but pizza for the entire month of March. Ace, what was the first thing you ate?
I had some chicken fried rice about 1:30.
Nice.
Saturday morning.
1:30 Saturday morning? Mm-hmm. How did it feel?
It's a great food to eat when rice, because you can get like 2,000 of something.
Hold it. He's doing a stand-up bit.
It's a quality thing. Or it's a quantity thing for you.
Because there's 2,000. Oh, I see.
Chick, you got my humor.
I get it, Ace. I get you.
Did you eat any more pizza by chance? Over
I did.
The weekend?
I had a prosciutto.
So you did have another
prosciutto. Yeah. Prosciutto.
You say prosciutto.
Let's call the whole thing
I say
off.
Prosciutto in my shadow off. In the backyard
with a half white squirrel.
Covering all the bases.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Pat,
yeah.
I understand you had a couple great shows over the weekend. Congratulations.
My buddy Josh, he killed.
And a new guitar.
Unfortunately.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You're about Butterfingers over there?
Don't tell me. What has he done now? Take all the time you need. Don't leave anything
out. He dropped his guitar, had to stop and buy a new one.
The gig bag was not zippered, and I was carrying it to the car, and ba-boom.
So you know how sometimes you'll load up a suitcase,
sure,
pick it up, and you forgot to close it, and things fell out.
Because I put I open it like a book on the bed.
Yeah,
I put everything in there.
Right.
Yeah. It was
and
a
then
dumb move.
And then I shut it like a book, mm-hmm. and then I assume it's zipped up.
Yeah.
So then I'm out the door.
Poor Pat. Did it make a hilariously cartoonish noise when
El
it fell?
It did, and I screamed, and then
please tell me we have El
come on.
Quiet for a couple hours and I cried.
Now, I'll tell you what, I watched you. That's how I know there were some rooms open in the back. That and they were, you sounded great.
Oh, thank you.
I could not.
However.
So you had to do a show with the broken guitar.
Yeah, the action went up, so I had to do chords differently. But I mean, I just buckled down and, you know.
Showman.
And we were, of course, we videotape Pat whenever he goes out in case something happens.
Well,
and luckily, this time it was no exception. Here's how it sounded when you dropped your guitar on the ground.
That's actually pretty close.
I thought I zipped that. Oh, wait, no, that's not right. You're supposed to zip the case?
Well, it's a gig bag, normal case. So I don't like the, you know.
I thought it had clasps or something.
The real good case that you fly with does, but there's a gig bag that you can strap in your bag.
No, I can't see like Bob Dylan. Because of the computer is in front of you. Do you have your new guitar with you right now?
You mean like John Denver?
Yeah, I had to go into Chicago and buy a brand new one.
Oh, that's what, okay.
Which I hate doing.
Mm-hmm. New guitars. Oh.
Beautiful.
Yeah, what a great store, too.
Got
thank
stuck
you.
In the Dan Ryan.
Yeah,
as did I.
Do you think Dan Ryan's family kind of regrets the fact that all anyone ever does is curse that son of a bitch because of that freeway?
Boy, I did on set. Right, Josh? That was horrible.
Terrible. Yeah.
You got stuck there, too?
Yeah.
You didn't do the bypass?
Oh, but the good thing about driving through Chicago like that is not only do you sit in traffic, you have the pleasure of paying for it. Yeah. with $22 in tolls.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it is.
They get you.
Yeah, it is.
And Josh, they're nice enough. You don't even have to go through a machine. It just takes a picture. They send you the bill in the mail. How kind.
Isn't that lovely?
I think you got off light. I think the Skyway is like $38, I think, to go through now. Something like that.
But it was fun.
It depends how many axles you have, so don't listen to Guns N' Roses go through the toll.
There you go.
Rainy Day, Dan Ryan.
That's funny.
We'll get a song out of you in a few minutes, Pat. You got that? You bought that guitar all tuned up, ready to go?
Oh, I better tune it.
Okay.
be careful, Pat. Don't. Pat.
That brings back memories of Saturday.
Pat, you were so funny Friday, man.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
You were
watching.
Too. He killed.
Any interaction with the audience I need to know about?
Too much, yeah.
We had one lady that was very, very energetic.
If you haven't seen Pat Godwin locked down on an audience, you are missing.
He was behaving himself, but he did let her. There was one couple in particular that was really.
Let him know?
Yeah, and he let him know.
That always helps. It gets the audience on your side.
You know what I've never had the pleasure of using? The sunglasses straw. You've seen those?
Yep. No.
Where you drink out of a glass and they look like glasses.
Right.
The liquid goes.
You've never had that?
I've used one.
I've never had the straw hat. Not a straw hat.
Like the beer on the top?
Yeah. Let's say like a construction hat that has a beer on each side and straws into it and it goes into your mouth.
I feel so sorry for both. I've had the pleasure of using both those devices.
No kidding.
Not very practical.
No, it's a blast, you guys. It's
glasses,
so fun.
There's such a long pathway. You've got to suck for a while to get it, you know, actually down.
I didn't consider it. You probably do.
You got to suck for a while,
Josh. To get it down.
It's really not a delightful way to say that.
What are you going to do?
I'm just laughing because I failed completely. When you, Josh, a minute ago said, you know what I've had never... You know what I've never had the pleasure of using? And I thought, there has to be some hilarious response to that. I just wasn't quick enough. It's too early.
Tupperware.
A doggy bag.
A doggy bag.
I let it go.
A woman spent the entire night not having to pay her.
Yeah, I just started howling with laughter because even though I didn't supply a punchline, it was such a great setup. And it was so innocent. Josh had no idea when he said, you know what I've never had the pleasure of using? I say with great sincerity, followed by, ta-da! I apologize for not having a good punchline. And thank you, Josh, for supplying a bag.
You apologize for not being the bully you wanted to be?
Yes. I'm honest to God, I'm tearing up laughing.
You threw out a few punchlines. Yeah. Looks like.
Some call it restraint. You call it a missed comedic opportunity.
Yeah.
Now, Josh, I'll try it now. Go ahead, do it to me now.
You have to start.
Do what to you? Say my lane? My line?
No, what, Tom, if anything you've never had the pleasure of using?
Oh, Tom, is there anything you've never had the pleasure of using?
A condom.
There you go.
Okay.
Got this letter here.
Ask me.
There is no pleasure in using a condom.
Pat, is there anything you've never had the pleasure of using?
Good judgment.
No, I've got my second request for this, so I guess we're going to have to do it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Who's that sexy man?
with a deep voice.
Come on!
Chick McGee, here he is with his voice.
I mean...
Our Pavlovian response doesn't know what to do.
We're going to have to get some more farts over here.
Sorry. It threw Ace off. I'm sure he had something in the quiver.
Well, do the other one then.
Okay.
Who's that sexy man with a deep voice? Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
Hey, Chick.
Yeah.
What do you call a sad cup of coffee?
What do you call a sad cup of coffee? I don't know, Ace.
A depresso.
That was Ace Cosby's joke. Oh,
right. As dumb as it gets.
I object.
You're out of order. You're all out of order.
A depresso. No.
That's fun.
Ace, you're going to have to dig up another one.
No. We have to stop rewarding awfulness.
Uh-huh. This is like you struck out three times, now you're getting another at bat. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Wow, that tuna fish gave me botulism.
When he tells one like that, it becomes a joke of the week. And then you're on probation.
Joke of the month.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're saying...
Hey, we're going to have seven more to see if he gets one.
Sports.
No, we're still... Yes, I guess.
No, I mean, what do you got?
Nothing. I said all we're doing is looking for prime time music. Okay.
This is what you're farting for.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Jessica?
Police in New York rescued a woman after she got her finger stuck in a grocery cart.
Oh, ouch.
Ashley Nolan said she cannot help fidgeting due to anxiety, ADHD, and OCD. And thus, she was twiddling with the cart when her finger became lodged in one of these small hexagonal holes.
These are those big plastic grocery carts?
Gotcha. Mm.
The 38-year-old said, I was shopping, and the next thing I knew, I was stuck. Nolan initially asked her friend to help, and then store employees, but one staffer inadvertently stabbed Nolan, as well as another employee, while trying to free the woman with a pocket knife.
Good God!
I guess the logic is, if we can get her to bleed enough, the finger will shrink and we can get it out. Now, understand that, let me try to explain this. Her finger is stuck. If you're holding the grocery cart,
mm-hmm.
and you were to take your hand and just go forward and into the...
Yeah.
The back, do you understand where that
would
be?
There you go, okay, yeah.
And it's one of those ones with the heavy plastic, but apparently she has a thing for fidgeting, and this is not the first time she's had her finger stuck in something.
Police were called in, and officers were finally able to free Nolan's finger, ending her 30-minute ordeal. Nolan said, we stood and spoke with the authorities, and they suggested my friend spray me with a water bottle to stop me from putting my fingers in holes.
Huh. Well, that's a ridiculous suggestion.
Yeah. But this is
unhelpful.
This is not the first time she's become stuck. This happens all the time.
At first, she asked her friend to help her. She realized she had no friends. They're by herself, sticking her fingers in holes.
But I guess this is some kind of a...
Josh, you ever stuck your finger in a hole that you regretted?
Yeah,
me too, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Faucet or something?
Willie?
College.
Yeah. Old, dirty faucet.
Yeah,
leaky. It's always college. That's why I didn't go. Okay. I would have thought, they'd stick a finger in me, I think is why.
Well, anyway, she got her finger out.
Good.
For time.
But after being stabbed.
Yeah. They don't say where she... I assume she was...
I hope at least in the hand.
Somewhere in the finger.
Oh, my face! What are you doing?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.